Throughout the period of the Judges, Israel constantly came under the influence of the pagan nations around them. The people would turn away from the Lord to serve the Canaanite gods, and the Lord then gave them into the hands of their enemies. When they repented and came back to serve the God of their fathers, the Lord would raise up a leader or judge to deliver them. After the death of Ehud, the Israelites once again did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Ehud had delivered the people from the oppression of the king of Moab, but when he died, the nation turned away from the Lord and went back to idol worship. So the Lord sold the Israelites into the hands of Jabin, a pagan king who reigned in Hazor, one of the most important Canaanite cities of the north. Joshua had taken and burnt Hazor at the time of the conquest, and had put to death its king, who was also called Jabin, along with the other rulers of the northern states of Palestine. Since then the city had been rebuilt and attributed to the tribe of Naphtali. But the people of Israel did not drive out the Canaanites. They simply settled in the land amongst them. The kingdom of Jabin grew strong, and for 20 years this Canaanite ruler cruelly oppressed the Israelites. As he had 900 iron chariots, he had become very powerful, while the Israelites were weak, unarmed, and had no leader. According to the Song of Deborah, a poem written at that time, the nation was at a very low ebb. "The roads were abandoned," she writes, "travelers took to winding paths, and village life in Israel ceased. When the people chose new gods, war came to the city gates, and not a shield or spear was to be found among 40,000 in Israel." So God raised up a woman as judge, the prophetess Deborah, who was like a mother in Israel. She was the wife of an Israelite called Lapidoth. She sat as judge under a palm tree, the palm tree of Deborah, in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites came to her with their disputes. God spoke to Deborah, and she sent for Baruch, a man of war from the tribe of Naphtali, and gave him God's orders. He was to muster an army of 10,000 men from the tribes of Naphtali and Zebulun to fight Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army. He was to go with his men to the plain of Jezreel at the foot of Mount Tabor to meet the Canaanites. God, she told him, would lure Sisera with his chariots and all his army to the Kishon River, where the Israelites would win a great victory. The river Kishon was a small stream flowing through the plain of Jezreel. Baruch believed in God and trusted Deborah the prophetess. He was a courageous man of war and a capable leader. Yet his courage began to waver when he heard these words. The terrible iron chariots of the Canaanites, which made Sisera's army invincible in the plains, gave the enemy an overwhelming advantage. "If you go with me, I will go," he said to Deborah. "But if you do not go with me, I will not go." "Very well," the prophetess replied, "I will go with you, but the honor will not be yours, for the Lord will hand Sisera over to a woman." Deborah went with him to Kadesh, where he summoned the tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali, as God had commanded him. He mustered 10,000 men and went to Mount Tabor with Deborah. When Sisera heard that he had gone up to Mount Tabor, he gathered together his 900 iron chariots and mustered all his men to go and meet him at the river Kishon. Then Deborah said to Baruch, "Go, this is the day the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. Has the Lord not gone ahead of you?" So Baruch came down from Mount Tabor with his 10,000 men. The Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots and troops, and the Israelites pursued them and cut them down as they fled. The Song of Deborah, which was written at that time, gives further details about the part played by the Kishon River in this victory. "The heavens fought against the Canaanites, and a violent storm broke out. The Kishon turned into a roaring torrent that swept away the enemy, while the heavy iron chariots sank in the sodden ground. When Sisera saw that his army had been put to flight, he abandoned his chariot and fled on foot." Next episode, the death of Sisera.